Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen. Praise God. What a wonderful song. It's good to be here on a Monday, lovely afternoon. Speaking on behalf of David and Diane, ministry and friends, I'm Andrew Olander, calling out of Los Angeles, California, with the inspiration and the word to share with you today for this next 30 minutes. I want to give a special thanks to Lady Diane Shaw and Pastor David Shaw for David and Diane and Dream Friends for making this show happen every week. And a special thanks to God for allowing me to talk every day, or every Monday, I should say, for his word. We're going to start off with some prayer, and then we'll jump right into the word. Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to come together on this Monday afternoon, Lord God, to share the word and the love and the inspiration. Today, Lord God, despite this pandemic and everything going on, Lord God, we thank you for prosperity. We thank you for strength. We thank you for guidance, support, and good health, Lord God. We ask that you look over this Monday afternoon session, Lord God, as you allow me to give the knowledge to the best of my knowledge to share the word to the listeners, Lord God. And we just thank you for allowing us to be here, Lord God, and be listening to your word, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so I got lots to cover, so hopefully I can cover it in this next 20 minutes or so. But I want to start changing up the way I kind of approach Bible study. And I know I like usually used to talk about life lessons and kind of relating to the Bible, but what I'm going to start doing, since we're doing our daily Bible readings, I want to start sticking a little bit more to the Bible and dissecting the Bible a little bit more. So what I'm going to start doing from now on is I'm going to start picking passages or scriptures, I should say, throughout the Bible and dissecting those scriptures and relating those scriptures back to life and really letting everybody know what these scriptures mean and how the context of it. You know, at the end of the day, the Bible is a book and the Word of God and has context. Last week we talked about Philippians 4:13. Today we're going to be talking about Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. So that's Jeremiah, book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. I'm reading out of the King James Version, and Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think to you, that I think toward you, said the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Another version may read a little bit different. Some of us may know it as, out of another version, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." So we're going to go off of that version. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And, you know, I was reading this verse today, and it really hit the nail on the head for me today of what I've been going through personally as far as having a plan. And I really want to hit that word plan and hope. I want to hit those two words kind of tonight, plan and hope. Because in this passage, in this scripture, God is not necessarily saying whatever you're going through, whatever struggle you're going through, you're going to get out of it. And by the snap of a finger, it's going to be gone. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about whatever you're going through, whatever it is that you're going through, there's a hope and there's a plan, and you will get through it. Not it's going to be gone, but you will get through it. God gets you through things. He gets rid of them, but he gets you through it. A lot of people take this passage out of context, but what I want to talk about tonight is how Jeremiah 29:11 can apply to you. And secondly, I want to talk about God's long-term plan for you. So how does this scripture apply to you? Well, Jeremiah 29:11 must be read in the context of the whole book. You see, to understand something, you got to read the context of it, right? And the book of Jeremiah must be read in the context of Israel's story. But then all of Jeremiah and all of Israel's story must be read in the context of God's purposes in Jesus Christ.
and the promises of God find their yes in him. If we are in Christ, then all the horrors of judgment warned about the prophets have fallen on us in the cross where we were entitled to Christ as before the curse of the law. And if we are in Christ, then all the blessings promised to us will become united. Through Jeremiah, God is telling the exiles that their scattering isn't accidental. God has plans for them, plans that include even what may seem chaotic and random to most people. Moreover, these plans mean that they're not permanent. And I wanna and I really wanna talk about that because I was writing these notes down and I was reading. I read the whole book of Jeremiah today. Well, I should say, I take that back. I read all of chapter 29. And I'm trying to dig into this word context. Because in Jeremiah 29, verse 5, a little bit more up, it says, "Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them." And what we got to understand by that is in our houses, as we dwell, we must grow. We must plant our seed. We must plant our root and eat the fruit of them. So today, or I should say yesterday, I got hit with some news about my job. Now, I was sharing this with Pastor Shaw today that I've been getting kind of run around like a chicken with its head cut off because I've been working overnight, night, day, midday, mid-afternoon, and I've been having some problems, you know, in my home, in my personal life. And before I started stressing out and, you know, letting the devil get to me, I started to go to the Bible, and I was doing some research on, you know, good things to read where you're going through this, and the book of Jeremiah popped up. And I honestly probably would have turned to either Romans, book of Romans, or even Proverbs, but I followed what I read, and I went to Jeremiah, and I went straight to chapter 29, and I said, okay, I got to do my work tonight on Jeremiah 29, because that's what God led me to, you know, when I was going through my hopes, going through my plans. And Jeremiah 29 reminds us that regardless of what we're going through, regardless of our situation, God has this plan for us. And it's hard to swallow that sometimes because when we go through these things, we ask ourselves, is this part of God's plan? Is God's plan meant for us to struggle a little bit? Yeah, it is. God never once in the Bible we're not going to struggle. God never said once in the Bible we're not going to fall down. God never said we weren't going to sin. So what is God's plan for you? And this was hard for me because no one likes to struggle. No one likes to fall down. No one likes hurt. No one likes pain. No one likes sorrow. But Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us that, and I want everybody to dig this, is that God doesn't put us out of things. He gets us through it. I want everybody to remind that. God doesn't put us out of things. You're not like a genie, snap, I want $1 million, and boom, $1 million on pyramid. God gets us through things. God gets us through things. And knowing that, I want to really hit that hope. God gives us hope. Because when you're struggling and when you're down and you've hit rock bottom, that word hope doesn't even exist. There's no hope for me. I have no future. I have no plan. I got no hope. My hope is lost. And that's where God kicks in because he says that he has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. He has plans to give you a hope and a future. It's one thing people to have hope and God gets you through this with hope. But how about having that future? How about God not only getting you through it, through your situation, through your struggle, but also providing that future for you? God has a plan for you. I want everybody listening right now that know that God has a plan for you. It's not our plan. It's not our spouse's plan. It's God's plan. That plan is not for your destruction, but it's for your well-being. You are being conformed into the image of Christ. And you are sharing in this suffering, and your ultimate end is not as a victim, but as a victorian. And you may ask, well, how can I know this? How can you know this? You can know it in the way the exiles of old did, not by observing your present condition, but by the word of God, his oath, and his covenant. This means, y'all, plans may evaporate. Your dreams may be crushed. Your life may be snuffed out. But the God who raised Jesus from the dead will raise you up with him. Can I get an amen on that? So, does Jeremiah 29:11 apply to you? It applies to you if you feel right now you're going through a struggle. You're going through a part in your life where you got to make a decision. You're going through your life where you may have taken on a new role or something, and you're asking yourself, do I regret this? Should I do this? Should I not do this? Did I do the right thing? Am I doing the wrong thing right now? This applies to you if you feel you got no future. If you feel well, where you're at is where you're going to be at for the next 15 years. This applies to you if no one's ever told you you have a future. If no one's ever told you you have hope. If no one's ever told you that God has a plan for you. If no one ever told you that the life you're living right now, God's already created it for you. So I want you to ask yourself tonight, I want you to ask yourself tonight a question. Does Jeremiah 29:11 apply to me? If you are in Christ, and you are a believer in Christ, you can count on this. Now, I want you to understand something. The scripture doesn't promise you the kind of future American people may think of culture prizes, and maybe even promises a future you would tremble at it if you saw a crystal ball in front of you and said, I'm going through alcohol addiction. Take me out of it, Lord. And you rub that ball and boom, you're no longer an addict. That's not how Jeremiah 29:11 works. Short term, we may suffer a little bit. Short term, we may suffer. But long term, before I finish this, does anybody know what a cosigner is? A cosigner. A cosigner is somebody that takes responsibility for you if something happens to you. A cosigner is if you don't got the credit for it, but somebody got better credit than you, they cosign for you, and they're now taking responsibility. God's our cosigner. Your future is co-signed with Jesus Christ. Short term, we're going to suffer a little bit, but that's okay. God created that plan for us to suffer a little bit so that we can prosper long term. God has a hope. And the best part of our plan is that God will not harm you. Any harm that you're experiencing, any harm that you're going through, this plan that God has laid out for you, this plan that Jesus has for you, is a non-harmable plan. It's a future for your welfare and not for evil. It's a future of hope, not of despair. And I really, 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 really want everyone to know, if they take anything away from this message that I share tonight, read Jeremiah 29:11 for me, if you can, on your spare time, and just remember the word hope and future. And just connect those two words together and know that you have a hope for a future. God has a plan for you. God has a plan to not harm you. And you may have gone through lifetime, long suffering, pain, discomfort, and you may think no one on this earth or on this planet cannot harm you. Been there, done that. Been there, done that.
Sorry, I think we had a little bit of technical difficulties. My mic got muted for a minute.
So I had to swallow today that what I'm going through right now and what I'm experiencing in my life with my career and my job, this is all part of God's plan. This is all part of God's plan to give me that better future. This is all part of his plan. And sometimes the hardest thing for us to realize is sometimes when things don't go our way, and sometimes when things derail from the plan that we had thought of, the plan that we had set forth for ourselves, we tend to get stingy. We tend to get upset. We tend to get mad. We tend to get angry. We tend to think, why not my plan? That's not what I had planned out. Why that? Because that's not God's plan. That's why. We got to live by the plans of our Creator. I think we said this on Blog Talk, on my show, on Pastor Shosho. It's not about us anymore. It's not about us. It's not about our plan. Don't get upset when things don't go your way. They didn't go your way because that wasn't God's plan. It didn't happen because that wasn't God's plan. And if something does happen out of the ordinary, that was God's plan. That was God's plan for your better hope, for your better future. Because like I said, short term, we may suffer. We may be upset. We may be mad. We may be angry. But God doesn't prosper our short term. God's here to prosper our long term, our future. And I really, 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 really had to sit down today about 30 minutes before Blog Talk and really give the devil what he's been asking for. Really put the devil in his place. I really had to do that tonight because the devil's really, really been trying to test me lately. And, you know, there's been a lot of emotions in the air, frustration, anger. There's a lot of emotions flying in the air where the devil is like, come on, take that drink of that beer. Come on, don't you want to do this? You'll feel better. You'll feel good. It'll get you right out. Short term, that may be the answer. Short term, that beer may make me feel better. Short term, a crack pipe made me take me out of my feelings. Short term. But we just got to stop living in short term. Stop thinking about your next move. Start thinking about your next 10 years, your next 15 years, your next 20 years, your next 30 years. You can only make it if you've got a long-term future. Don't think about your short term. Your short term is not going to get you in. Your short term is the devil. Devil's short term. Because the devil wants you to feel better right away. He wants you to take that hit right away. He wants you to drink that beer right away to feel better short term. He wants that addiction to kick in because that addiction is going to help you short term. It's going to take you out of your feelings. It's going to make you feel better. But I really had to put the devil in his place and let you know, devil, you are not here for me. I am not here for you. You will not make me feel better because you have no hope for my future. You have no plan for my future. You have no guide for my future. You are here to harm me. You are here to harm my future. We gotta know what the devil is here for. The devil's here for harm. The devil's here to ruin your hopes, ruin your plans, ruin your future. And you may ask, does God have a plan for me? I've sinned my whole life. I've sinned for the last 15 years. I've smoked crack for the last 10 years. I get high. Matter of fact, I'm high right now. Does God still have a plan for you? Yeah, God still got a plan for you. Do I still have a hope in the future life? Yes, you do. Well, did God create this plan for me to get high every day? God uses everybody his own way to get you through things. That just may be his plan for you right now. But his plan is to correct you and give you and let you see the hope in your future. So right now we're going to pray real quick. And we're going to open up the mic. Lord God, we thank you for coming together on this Monday afternoon, Lord God. And we ask, if any listeners listen now or anyone listen to our archives, we ask if they have a hope and a plan, or even if they don't have one, we know that you're the provider, and we know that our hopes and our plans and our future come from you, Lord God. And our plan and our hope and our future was created by you, Lord God, because you are there for our long term. You are there to guide us long term. And we ask if anybody turns to you, Lord God, right now and says, Lord God, I'm a sinner. I've sinned. But I want that plan to be revealed to me tonight, Lord God. I want that plan to be set forth for me tonight, Lord God. I want that plan to be the plan that I live on, because it's no longer about me and my plan, Lord God, but it's about you and your plan. And I want to walk in your path, Lord God. I want to follow your plan, Lord God, because I know it's not about me. That crack pipe ain't getting me nowhere. Those beers ain't getting me nowhere. The pornography's not getting me nowhere. That wasn't the plan you created for me, Lord God. Guide me. Lead me. Be my guide. Be my leader. Be my healer. Be my savior. And we ask for anyone that's listening, if you say that prayer, if you turn to God and you ask him to lead you, to guide you, you will be led. You will be guided. You have a hope. You have a future. Lord God, we give you thanks for allowing us to turn to you for that future, Lord God. Lord God, we give you thanks for allowing us to have that plan for us, Lord God. We ask for strength. We ask for prosperity, Lord God. We ask for a clear mind, Lord God. We ask for repentance of our sins tonight, Lord God. We ask you for strength through this pandemic, Lord God. We ask praise for the disabled, for the sick, for the elderly, for the less fortunate, Lord God, for the homeless, Lord God, because they all have plans. They all have futures. They all have hope. And we know that you use us in different ways, Lord God, but we know you're our Savior. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords, and we give you praise, honor, and glory tonight, Lord God, for that. And we ask for continued strength for this oh-so-mighty pandemic, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. So next week, I'm going to be coming back with another Bible verse. It's that section straight from the Bible. It'll be at random. I'll just be choosing random scriptures based on thoughts, feelings, and emotions, you know. But they'll all hopefully relate to you in some way, in some sort. And then we're going to open up the mics. Our daily Bible reading. We're still doing, and we also got Pastor Shaw every Sunday for our Sunday church service. Don't miss out on that. But really turn to God, man, and really ask him to reveal that plan for you. Don't live by your plan no more. Don't live by your plan no more.
Amen.
Hey, we got a caller. Amen, Pastor Shaw.
Man, praise God, brother. I mean, that was very powerful and very understanding how you brought that out there like that. You know, it's so important, as we know, that our testimony is our due testament of how we made it through. But how can you talk about it like you said unless you've been through it, unless you've been about it?
Man.
I appreciate you, man, for coming forth with your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And I really appreciate even more so as how God is using you. Brother Andrew, I want you to continue to stay forward and stay focused. And remember, I love you, your family, with the love of God. God bless you, bro.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Pastor Shaw. Pastor Shaw, our lead pastor, coming forth. So we got our daily Bible reading. Tune in. And also tune in on Sundays, man. Pastor Shaw always brings a great word every Sunday for Sunday church service. Up until we can get back into the churches, man, we got to tune into Blog Talk and go from there. But I pray for each and every one of you that is listening to our archives or listening live tonight. And I hope that God reveals his plan to you. shows you his plan and prospers you. He gives you hope in the future and will not harm you. Until then, praise God and be safe. Amen.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.